The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leather girdle was about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. It was his food. He ate locusts and wild honey. He wore clothing of the poorest sort. Not a very fancy preacher. You know, today they judge ministries based on how, you know, people do. They judge people. They say, "Well, that looks like a blessed ministry. Look how wealthy it is. Look how wealthy their church is. Look how wealthy the minister is. God's really blessing them. Isn't that amazing?" That's the pollution of Americanism. That is the pollution of the mindset that says, what is prospering is what is good. But John was prospering in something better. Something better than money. He was prospering in righteousness and repentance from dead works and repentance from sins. He called out, the voice crying, preparing the way for the Lord, saying, "Repent." Repent means to think again or think after. It means to have a change of mind. He's saying, you need to reshuffle your thinking process in light of the gospel that I'm about to tell you. Gospel, remember, gospel just simply means good news. Preaching. He came in the wilderness preaching. What it means to preach? It means to proclaim as a herald. A preacher is someone who just is declaratively laying out a message, proclaiming it. And his message was declarative. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. You need to repent. He was preparing the way of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 5, then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father, for I say to you that God is able to of these stones to raise up children to Abraham. And now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, for whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. The message of John the Baptist. He preaching in the wilderness, people from the surrounding countryside and from the cities surrounding are all coming out. God basically, I think, because there's always people preaching, always people trying to take the place of God. What made John different? Was it that he dressed in rough garments? Was it that he said this or that? Or is it God putting in their hearts to really draw them out to him? But whatever, they came out. They were curious. They came confessing their sins. They were believing the preaching. They were repenting. I'm a covetous man. Wash. Be baptized. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, these are the religious elites of his time. They were coming to the baptism too. But he finds fault with them and says, tells them to bring forth fruit meet for repentance. What is fruit meet for repentance? Fruit that is suitable for repentance. Could be tears, a broken heart, things that accompany grief over sin, grieving of a godly sort, grieving that works repentance, that works a change of mind, a change of heart. Their hearts were unchanged. Undoubtedly, many of them had come down there to check him out, to see what he was doing. They stood there with their arms folded, looking down their noses at him, judging him. When, on the contrary, the word of God had come by John the Baptist not to be judged, but to judge others. He had come to judge them, you generation of vipers. It's a generation of vipers. Paul, that means offspring of vipers. Were they literally the children of Satan? Well, there's an understanding in the scriptures given of who the children of the devil are. Remember, John came preaching repentance. Repentance from sins, of course. If what makes you a serpent is a carnal thing, meaning your dad was descended from the devil, and therefore you're descended from the devil, then there's really not much you can do to repent, is there? You can't repent of your... I can't repent of being white, as they say. You know, I mean, I could feel bad about things done by my ancestors, I suppose. But I don't, because I'm not them. It's not about who your ancestors are. 1 John chapter 3, verses 8 through 10 lays it out very simply. Let's make it from verse 7. It says, little children, let's read this like a children's book, okay? Little children, let no man deceive you. No, he that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous, even as Christ is righteous, is what he means. See, it is the doers of righteousness that are righteous. It is not those who simply say, well, I believe, and that makes me righteous. Now, someone's going to say to me, but Paul, it says, God, you know, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. True. But he also got up and left his country. If he had not done what he believed he ought to do, he would not have been righteous. See, if Abraham believed God and then didn't do what God wanted him to do, right, he wouldn't be righteous. But what if God wants us to believe something? Like, let's say he wants us to believe, in righteousness. I mean, I'm going to believe that Christ came to turn me from my sins and deliver me from my iniquities so that I would not do iniquity anymore, according to the scriptures. If I believe that, it's going to be imputed to me for righteousness, and it's also going to come to me, because that's how faith and promises work. But what if I refuse to believe? Will I be heir of the promise? Will I be righteous? Not at all. Verse 8, he that committeth sin, little children, is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever is not born of God, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed, God's seed, remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. I'm talking about being born again. To truly be born again is to no longer be subject to carnal natures, to be subject to the carnal passions, to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust.